What if the kingdom of God isn't about what you eat, what you drink, or which side of the latest controversy you find yourself on? But what if the kingdom of God is about who you're becoming in Christ? In this devotional, we dive into Romans and Galatians to expose the battle between flesh and spirit and why secondary issues can't define your faith. Discover how righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit reshape your daily choices and your impact in the public square. And stay with me to the very end because God is using every tension in your life to conform you to the image of Jesus Christ. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series called Absolutes and Principles of Conscience, and we are diving into Romans chapter 14. It's been a great study. I know that naturally I probably wouldn't have studied this on my own. So we're going to get into the scriptures in just a few moments. But if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. And your monthly donation lays a foundation so that the gospel message can go to every county in Washington State. All right, let's get into Romans chapter 14, and we're going to start in the 16th verse. Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. All right. So have you ever thought about the kingdom of God and the principles of conscience? Well, this scripture clearly lays out for us what the kingdom of God is all about. Look at this. The kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking. In other words, the main thing is not what we eat, what we drink, what days we celebrate, what days we don't celebrate, all the areas of principles of conscience. That's not the main thing. The main thing is Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his appearance. The main thing is that Jesus is coming back for his bride. The main thing is that we will rule and reign with Jesus. And so we see that those are the main things. Now it says, but righteousness, in other words, doing the right thing today is so much more important than about self-righteousness to promote oneself, right? So doing the right thing that glorifies and honors God today is incredibly important. Peace, finding out how you can live at peace with all men. As far as it depends upon you, live at peace with all men. Now, it's not always possible. Sometimes there's areas of absolutes that people do not agree on, and it's hard to live with at peace with them, but we do our part. And joy in the Holy Spirit. So we are to have joy in the Holy Spirit as we go. Those are the things about the kingdom of God. Righteousness, doing the right thing that glorifies God today. Living at peace as much as we can. So not being irritable and not being, divisive over non-absolutes in the scripture. Joy in the Holy Spirit. And I hope that's what you're experiencing today is a little bit of joy in the Holy Spirit. So let's go over to Galatians. And we will look at a supporting scripture. And as we go there, think about this question. Have secondary issues become bigger to you than the kingdom realities? Have secondary issues become bigger to you than God's kingdom realities? So think about that as we dive into this scripture in Galatians chapter 5. And we are going to actually start in the 17th verse. For the flesh set its desires against the spirit. So remember, part of the kingdom of God is having joy in the Holy Spirit. For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition of one another, so that you may not do the things you please. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So do you see that we have here? We have this battle going on between our flesh and our spirit. And this is an absolute. It's an absolute truth that there's this battle that's going on. And so we can't do the things that please ourselves, it says. you know, we live in a culture that basically says everything you do, do it so that you are pleased, so that you have pleasure, so that you have this or you have that. And the word of God is telling us clearly right here, we cannot live so that we please ourselves. And so what would please our flesh would be immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. And those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All right, let's see if we can't get that page to turn. Against such things, there are no laws. And that's how we want to walk today. In the absolutes of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. So we want to walk in those things as we go. Now, those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That is who we are. You're a person who has crucified your flesh. You live by the Spirit now. You no longer walk in those other preferences. And so thinking about living by the Spirit, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So it's not only saying that this is my identity, but this is the application of my identity. And so God is calling you to walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. All right. So we are going to be people who walk by the Spirit of God. So how can you increase in love today, having joy in the Holy Spirit today, the peace of the Holy Spirit, the patience in the Holy Spirit, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, self-control? Against such things, there is no law. And you only can do that because you repent and you turn to the living God by crucifying your flesh and walking and living in the Spirit. Okay, there's one more scripture I want to read to you today about the Holy Spirit and what he's doing inside of you. Let's see if we can find that spot. It is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to this, to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that we would be the firstborn among many brethren. So you have been predestined to become conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And what is that? That image is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, you know, the whole list that we just read. And self-control, all right? Faithfulness and self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And we see that by crucifying our flesh, we take on the image of God. And this is not by works. It's by grace through faith in Jesus. And we know that we can walk in these things. So our absolute today is simply this. Know that you have been destined to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's our absolute today. So something to think about. The kingdom is bigger than food and drink and controversies. The kingdom of God is bigger than those things. It's about righteousness. It's about peace and joy that reveal what matters most to God. God is shaping believers into Christ-likeness through every tension. And so thinking through that today. So let me pray over your day. I hope it's been a blessing as we've dove into God's word. And know that God has great plans for you and for this day for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day that you have created for us. Go before us in all things, Lord. Surround us. Let your glory and your newness and your power be around us today. God, as we go into the public square, would you move upon us in a powerful way today, God? God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy upon us each and every day. God, we need you more today than we ever needed you before. So God, we just give it all to you. We say it is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.